Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, we ran very late with Chris Whittingham. So we're starting the 3 o'clock hour a few minutes behind. I hope our boss Len is not listening. But welcome back to the Hockman and Crowder Show, 3 o'clock hour. I do want to remind everybody, Thursday and Friday, we have something really, really cool happening that I hope you join us. WQAM is inviting you to experience every upset, every buzzer beater, and every heart-stopping moment, and it's the Odyssey's Buckets and Bets from March 20th to the 23rd. It's presented by Hard Rock Bet. So basically, here's what's happening. And Tobin and Lieber were out there today at Hard Rock just trying to hype this event up a little bit, but we're transforming the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. Immerse yourself with massive LED screens, beers with your boys, beers with your crew, and real-time betting action. There's VIP tickets and packages that are available. Go to Ticketmaster, and you can also find out all the info if you're interested at our website. That's WQAM.com. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 or over and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood. It's sponsored, Buckets and Bets, by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda. Crowder and I are going to be out there broadcasting live Thursday, Friday. And this genuinely is going to be a cool event, right, Crowder? Like, they're transforming the Hard Rock into, like, the most badass possible way to enjoy the tournament. And the way I heard it described today, Tobin and Leroy had on, I think, like the chief of communications or the head communications director of the Hard Rock. He's like, if you've always envisioned watching March, all the action in March, the tourney at a hotel in Las Vegas, this is what it's going to be like. It's going to be like this, activations everywhere, screens of every single game. It's going to be cool as hell. So we'll be out there live 2 to 6. I know Tobin and Leroy will be there 10 to 2, but Crowder and I are inviting some friends. The food's supposed to be great. There's going to be drinks, and it's going to be a good time on Thursday, Friday.
If you haven't been to Hard Rock, come out. Like, I love it. I was there last weekend. My wife and I were out there hanging out. We're out, you know, I'm a roulette guy. We're playing roulette. Hanging around. They have amazing restaurants. The food is stupid good. Like, it is a good time at the Hard Rock. I love going to the Hard Rock now.
Yes, sir.
I could sit in that sports book for hours.
Yeah.
Hours and hours and hours. And the fact that they added blackjack tables, recently, but they put blackjack tables in the sports book. I mean, you're looking at a place that I could spend at least two consecutive days in.
Yeah. Well, that's
I'd go broke, but I'd spend all the time there.
That's the plan.
You know what? I don't know about Thursday and Friday. They might not like me being there for two whole days for 8 hours now because I've been hitting them in the head on that roulette table. Might ban me.
Well, we're gonna have time to sit there. I mean, it's like betting, sports betting, just like galore. I mean, we're gonna sit there. We're gonna do the show. We're gonna shoot the bleep, and we're gonna put action all over on games, and it's gonna be a good time for sure.
When you guys are there at the Hard Rock, do you go up to the kiosk to place your bets, or do you still do it from the app? Because I feel like there's just something about going up to the kiosk and getting the ticket, right? There's just something about it.
Just, I was there this week. It's funny you say that, because I try to go on the app like I'm going to find an edge either way, where if it's -4.5 on the board, it's not going to be -4.5 on my phone. It's very consistent, but I do like to get that little piece of paper so that I have it with me. It makes you feel like, oh, I got him now because I got it with me. Yeah.
When you win, you take the ticket back to the counter.
And you're holding it.
I got it.
It's like something.
I did it this last weekend. Just, I swear I did the exact thing where I could bet on my phone, but I wanted to go up. I wanted to put my bet in. I wanted to get my little paper. And I went to walk back up, and I hit, and I walked back up to my man. His name was Randall. And I said, Randall, let me get that money. And I slap it on the table. It makes you feel good.
It's funny, though.
Feel like you're getting one up on them finally, too.
Yeah. But
yeah, I got you. I got y'all.
When I'm sitting on my couch, and I'm just on the app. I'm sitting on my couch. I'm on the app. Or I'm at a bar. I'm on the app. And I win a bet, and it turns green. That little green box, that little green check. I mean, that feeling is, I mean, it's the best feeling in the world. Like, it's better than sex. But you're at the Hard Rock, and it just doesn't hit the same because you want that ticket, you know? You want to hold that ticket.
Paper.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
You say everything's better than sex.
Well, I wouldn't know, but I'm just imagining it, that it would be. All right, let's get to cat talk. Let's get the cat talk here, then we'll get to headlines. Cat talk.
Wow.
It's brought to you by Hollywood Kia. Get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia and shop online at HollywoodKia.com. Appel, I'll just defer to you on this. I saw a notification that there could be Sam Bennett contract extension talks that have resumed again. I don't know necessarily the specifics about it, but I figured you would about, you know, Sam Bennett and the Cats hopefully inking something long-term.
Yeah, so Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet in Canada reported this week or late last week that the Panthers and Sam Bennett had resumed contract extension talks and that they were previously close to agreeing before it came out that the salary cap was going to go up. So obviously that changes the math on what Sam Bennett could get here and elsewhere. Sam Bennett is an identity player for this team, right? Like, the Panthers are a different team when he is in versus when he is out. He embodies Paul Ball, right? Like, Barkov is amazing. Reinhardt is amazing. Tkachuk and Bennett, though, like, those are the guys who embody Paul Ball. And he is so important to what this team has done over the last three or four seasons that, in my opinion, it's really imperative that they get him re-signed. Now, as I've said before on this show, with this core, eventually, someone is going to say, look, I loved it here, time of my life, won the cup, went to the cup multiple times, Stanley Cup final multiple times, but I don't want to take a discount. I want to go get my money from somewhere. And is Sam Bennett going to be that guy? I don't know. But I think it's a really good sign that they have resumed contract extension talks. It'll be interesting to see what they do about Aaron Ekblad, because he's also up after this season. Mackie Samuskevich is a restricted free agent. I assume they'll get something done there. But it's such a nice place to be with this organization that, while I kind of, as a fan, from a fan perspective, I do stress a little about it, at the end of the day, Bill Zito has given us, me, everyone, every reason to believe that he will work something out. And if he doesn't, he'll have a good plan B.
And Josh, is it hard to find those guys, like that Paul Ball guy? Because you coined the phrase Paul Ball. But is it hard to find the Sam Bennett's? Is it hard to find the Ekblad's? Like the guys, we got rid of Huberto and everybody was upset. But Tkachuk is a Paul Ball type guy. Like, is it hard to find Paul Ball guys?
I think if it was easy, a lot more teams would be able to do it. And just look at in Sam Bennett's case. Like, Sam Bennett was playing on the fourth line in Calgary. It didn't seem like Calgary knew what they had in Sam Bennett when he was there. Guy was a first-round pick for a reason. I think that finding players along that same wavelength for this regime might not be difficult. But finding someone who means as much to the Panthers as Sam Bennett does and has, I think that would be a very difficult player to replace.
Bro, yeah, because the core is crazy, right? Like Tkachuk, Rhino, Barkey, Forsling, Verhaeghe, Bob, off the
Seth
top
Jones
of my head.
Seth Jones, too.
Right now, Seth Jones. So is Aaron Ekblad
Mackie Samuskevich, I think. I'm counting Mackie Samuskevich as part of this core. Anton Lundell, Atulo Sterinen, like, these are guys who are part of this core and locked up for a long time. I mean, they're in a great spot, and they're going to be a contender regardless. But a guy like Sam Bennett gives you something in the playoffs that it is hard to find.
And that's the thing. When you have dynasties, like, you just keep bringing in another Sam Bennett. You know what I'm saying? That was kind of my question, Josh. Like, can you find another Sam Bennett? Can you find another Maniszewicz? Can you find another Tkachuk? Because we see it works. Like, is it that hard to find? Like, because we give Will Wiedo, I'll do your word, combos.
Oh, my goodness.
Bill Zito or Will Wiedo, whatever we want to call him. But, like, the longevity of this franchise, the longevity of this roster, I don't know if it's hard to replace a Sam Bennett that, you know what I'm saying, where you're trying to keep the same team, even if it's different names.
It is difficult to replace, like, him specifically. But I'll say this. When you look around the league at other teams who have tried to lock up their core, the deals that they're signing them to are deserved. But they're massive average annual value, right? Like, the Panthers got Reinhart for a discount. They got Forsling for a discount. Barkov, relatively speaking, at a discount. Tkachuk, less than what he would get on the open market. They're in a position to be able to extend everybody because everybody is taking such team-friendly deals. And it speaks to the culture and everything that they've built here over the last 5-6 years. And even, you know, just since Vinny Viola and this ownership group took over. People want to play here, and they'll take less money to do so. It just feels like thinking that every single guy is going to do that, I think, is a little naive. So I wonder if Bennett, like, if Toronto's going to come out and say, hey, we'll offer you 10.5. I don't know if they're going to, but hypothetically speaking, even with the taxes, is Sam Bennett going to re-sign down here for $7.5-8 million a year and turn down maybe 10 or north of 10, only because of what the salary, he would never get that under the current salary cap. But because the salary cap is moving up, he may draw that kind of monetary interest. And given what he's done in the postseason, teams, there's nothing an NHL team loves more than, oh, I've seen that guy play well in the postseason. I'm going to hand him a ton of money. Regardless of what the regular season track record might be, Sam Bennett's is good, but if you perform in the playoffs, that's going to earn you a lot of money from a lot of different teams.
That's what happened in the NBA when, remember, like, the new TV contracts kicked in back in, I think it was 2018. All I remember is Luol Deng had those two seasons with the Heat, 14-15. Oh, it was 2016.
Yeah.
And he was great. Like, he genuinely was. But he's like, he was making $9 million, $10 million a year with the Heat. And then the LA Lakers are like, yo, we'll give you $18 million a year. And everybody's like, what? And then Timofey Mozgov that year got like $250 million because LeBron James carried him in the NBA Finals. Like, that's what happened. The TV contracts kicked in. Just to wrap up Cat Talk here before we get to headlines, Appel, is there any chance Marchand would stay with the Panthers? Or it was pretty straightforward, like, this is a half-year rental to go win another cup?
I think there is a possibility. And I think they will, I think, this is not based on anything, I think they will try and keep him. I think that Boston will try and get him back. Brad Marchand will have some options, and hopefully the Panthers can work something out to keep him. And I know somebody earlier was asking about Dmitry Kulikov's injury. He got hurt in the Panthers' last game. Paul Maurice hasn't spoken to the media. I'm assuming the next time that he speaks, they'll get an update. So if that is the case, though, and he's out for an extended period, they're now down their top pair righty defenseman Aaron Ekblad, and they're down Dmitry Kulikov, who can slide up and down from the second pair to the third pair. He has been so good in that role for the Panthers the last 2 years.
All right, let's get to headlines here. Before we do that, actually, let me remind you, we've got a chance for you to win $50 gift card to eat, drink, and watch sports at Twin Peaks. We'll do that later on this show. Just keep listening and find out how you can win Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, and scenic views. I want to talk a little bit about the tournament coming up in the next segment. So let's do headlines here. It is brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. The Miami Heat kind of ripped them a little bit to start the show, but I was very frustrated yesterday. Eighth straight loss. They're the 10th seed in the Eastern Conference. A legitimate disaster end to their season. There's 14 games remaining. I believe their record now is 8-26 against teams with records above 500, and they've got two more coming up here. They return to the Kaseya Center for another five-game homestand, where, by the way, they just got swept on a previous five-game homestand. Not good.
Yeah, they just can't. They can't produce offense consistently.
Yeah,
like to get to 100, I'm impressed with the Heat now, and it's just it's talent, man. Spo's good, Riley's good. We don't have the guns. We're shooting six shooters, and everybody else has machine guns.
People wanted 80s and 90s style basketball. I mean, the Heat are giving that to them offensively. We're struggling to get to 87 every night.
Josh, that Boston game last Friday showed me what the season is going to be, because we really put a great team in a bad situation, and then we get to the fourth quarter, they get outscored 40-18 or something. I was like, yeah, it's getting ugly now.
Yeah. Yeah, that was like a microcosm of the whole season. It really was. That's what I said in my postgame show. Three quarters, well, you start slow. Then you come back, you're showing fight. Through three quarters, you're right there with Boston. And then with 4 minutes to go, you're within 4 points. And then you just pooped on yourself. You're just Tracy Morgan'd all over the hardwood the final 5 minutes of the game. Yo, give me your Tracy Morgan impersonation again. That it wasn't terrible.
No, that wasn't throw up. I was just spitting.
Is that
not bad?
Is that Crowder's limited fake Tracy Morgan, or is that Crowder walking out of Club 11 in 2015? I don't know. It could be either one.
Yo, everybody's walking out of there. Fun of me. I'm not. There's nothing wrong with me, man. I was spitting.
So, I'm very upset that MLB season started today in Japan. But Shohei Ohtani did get the first hit for the Dodgers this year as they start their title defense, and they won 4-1. But don't worry, they'll be back in the States to finish out their spring training schedule after their first two regular season games, in case anybody was wondering.
You got to get used to the jet lag. Come on. A lot of travel.
It's just so weird.
Hey, Solana, how do you say allocated?
Allocated.
No, you didn't, because you said allocated. You kept saying allocated. It's not. It's allocated.
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 You break it up. You break it up weird. Allocated. You allocated.
Yeah, allocated.
Sounds like a style from the clothing brand.
Sounds like a lotion. Allocated.
Allocated. So what, we're saying the exact same thing, bro.
We're saying the exact same thing.
NCAA tournament technically begins tonight. First four. So you have St. Francis and Alabama State. They're the 16 seed. I believe the winner of that game ends up playing the number one overall seed, which is Auburn. But UNC, San Diego State, everybody is outraged. Jimmy and I had a great interaction yesterday where he comes into the studio. First thing he says to me, he's like, "Can you believe UNC made it, man?" And I kind of looked at him like, I mean, like, yeah, I, why not? It's UNC. I mean, who cares? Like, I don't know. I don't have a passionate take
governor
about
of West
that.
Virginia cares.
Yeah, I did see that.
I saw that too.
So they'll play San Diego State tonight. We'll look at some of the lines in the next segment. Tomorrow, Mount St. Mary's and American are vying for a 16 seed, and Xavier and Texas tomorrow as well as an 11 seed. The Panthers are off until Thursday. The Heat play tomorrow, and of course, international break, so Inter-Miami is off for a couple days. Marlins continue their spring training schedule. I believe they played earlier today. They're off tomorrow. They'll play Thursday and Friday. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It is another beautiful day in South Florida. The temperatures are going to drop once again tonight. It's around 75 degrees right now. That is your weather. More Hochman and Crowder coming up after this break. We'll look at some lines for the tourney as we get ready for our Buckets and Bets event Thursday and Friday. Plus, we have more to talk about with the Miami Heat. I have some Marlins stuff on a run by Appel, and we are giving away that $50 gift card to Twin Peaks as well. So keep listening.
Allocated.
Allocated.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You ever seen a brown nipple?
In person?
Hawk and Crowder.
Hey. Crowder.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I hesitate to ask you anything during the 3 o'clock hour based on yesterday's 3 o'clock hour?
Great segment.
Yeah.
Great segment.
Yeah. But do you have any thoughts on Deshaun Watson spending $2.5 million on an engagement ring for his longtime fiance to finally tie the knot?
Hang on.
Anything you're not going to get us in trouble with?
Hang on. You can't be a longtime fiance before you get a ring.
Whatever. Longtime girlfriend.
Yes. I like long engagements, Josh.
No.
He's right. She can't be a longtime fiance because you become
a
fiance.
She was never fiance in the first place.
Right. Once you become engaged. So thank you very much for clarifying the obvious, jackass. Yeah, I appreciate that.
the wording of it, I see what y'all are saying now. No, man, you have to, and this, you know, it is a life lesson for young men out there that are listening. Mm-hmm. You gotta do what you have to continue to do what got him to keep him. So if he's started with money, and I've seen his little Instagram or tweets or Tic Tacs and all that stuff. Mm. They're going to Paris. They're going to France. They're going to the Amalfi Coast and all that. You can't give a girl a $40,000 ring once you've been to Paris and stayed in the penthouse. So if you're leading with money, you have to continue to spend money. So I do have a problem with a $2 million ring because it's stupid. It's a terrible investment. You could probably buy 10 houses. You can probably better your kids' lives. But no, I need to get this big-ass ring because of the fact that I use money to get the woman, so I got to use money to keep the woman.
Well, look, allegedly, Deshaun Watson does not use the best judgment historically.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we cannot be surprised that he dropped that amount of money on this. Although, I mean, considering what he signed for, what's it, percentage wise?
Right. Well, that's what I was getting at. Like, he made $230 million 5 years was the contract with the Cleveland Browns, and I know he like worked out something this past offseason so they could restructure a little bit, and it's more incentive based because he's trash. But at the end of the day, I do remember reading a couple weeks ago that Josh Allen was first on the list, moving Deshaun Watson second on the most guaranteed money ever in the history of an NFL contract. So the dude is set. Like, he's chilling in terms of money.
But let's do percentages, because 230 is really about 130 after taxes and all that stuff. So you're going to spend $2.5 million plus tax on a wedding ring? It's a dumb investment.
Well,
it's a dumb purchase.
Not when you had 22 sexual assault allegations while you were with your girlfriend.
And during that time, he had to spend money because he had to keep her around, and that's why they're going and staying in penthouses on the Amalfi Coast. And so now your relationship is based on financial backing, and so now you have to show out. My wife has a very nice ring. It was nowhere close to $2 million.
If you drop $2 million on your wife's ring, then you're holding out on me and Jimmy over here, because that $33 Outback Steakhouse Christmas present you gave me 5 years ago isn't exactly cutting it, bruh.
Let me hold some.
If I bought a $2 million ring, y'all had to pick me up and bring me to work. That's ridiculous. $2 million.
I mean, you've got two broken feet. They might have to do that anyways.
Stress fractures. I went to the...
Oh, you got your MRI results back. How's it going?
And I went to the podiatrist this morning at 9 a.m. I flew in from L.A. I did the red eye because I was in Los Angeles yesterday. I hit the red eye. 10:20 flight, got in, landed at like 6:30 this morning, came home, took little Chan to school, and then went to the podiatrist, and he read the MRI. Stress fractures in both my calcaneus and the torn, what's it called, plantar fascia in my right foot is not torn to the point of surgery. So no surgery, but they gave me a boot and they told me to do one of those little knee stroller things. And I was like, I'm not doing a knee stroller.
I told you, you're going to be in two boots.
I'm not going to do, I can't do a knee stroller. Me and Dr. Zilberman, we argued. I'm like, bro, I'm not doing a knee stroller. He's like, no, you should probably get one of knee strollers. I said, well, you better, I don't know, call one of your counterparts. I'm not doing a knee stroller.
So you're just going straight boot to the ground.
But my left foot can't take the pressure of my whole body. So we're still in discussion of what my of what my medical needs are, because I'm not doing a knee stroller.
So your discussions are your doctor, somebody who I'm sure went to medical school.
Yeah, 30-something years.
Right.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Zilberman. Dr. Zilberman.
Oh, yeah. His you know, advice to you, medical professional, is to get a stroller for your
knee. The little knee stroller.
Yeah,
the little knee scooter. The other one with the little handlebars.
Yeah.
Man, that kills my gangster.
Yeah. And your discussion is, that kills my gangster. So that's where you're at.
We had a stalemate today sitting in the office. I'm like, I'm not doing a knee stroller. Well, you probably should do the knee stroller. I'm not doing it, Dr. Zilberman, so we got to figure this thing out. Kill my gangster.
Well, it sounds like you got a good update then. You know, I'm happy for you, Crowder. What's wrong with the knee scooter? I kind of vibe with the knee scooter. I like it.
I feel vulnerable. The knee scooter makes me feel vulnerable.
As vulnerable as you were wheeling around your beat up office chair in public in Funky Buddha and other places.
I felt more gangster in the chair. Like I'm not the knee stroller. Like kids will push you over. You know, like I don't feel right with the knee stroller.
Will the kids push you over?
Are they going to make you lick white dog poop too?
Yeah, man, I'm not getting beat up by a big group of kids with a knee stroller. I don't like it.
Damn, man. So no surgery. That's good. That's good news.
No surgery. That was the ultimate outcome of today for people that are, you know, have been following my injuries. There's no surgery.
Have you done have you done a pivot episode on this yet? Like have RC and wow, forget Fred Taylor. Have they like ripped you on this yet? Or
yeah, they did. Thanks for the support and you know all the watching that you do, because you don't know what happened 3 weeks ago. But yeah, we did do a pivot episode. We had the videos, we had the you know the picture. But I appreciate the support, man. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
as I listen to that garbage ass Heat pregame every damn week.
No, man, I watch all the time. I love that Kevin Hart episode. It's like 3 years ago.
Josh, I listen to every Heat pregame. Every game I listen to Solano on radio.
Yeah, that Jazz Chisholm Jr. interview from like a week ago, was it? Really good. Really good stuff.
Appreciate the support, Josh. Yeah, that was about 6 months ago. I appreciate y'all just watching.
Go.
Thank you.
Go watch The Pivot, Crowder. Ryan Clark and Fred Taylor. Before we go here, I had a couple baseball things I wanted to get to, because Appel has to leave the show for the next 2 hours, so it'll just be Crowder, Jimmy, and I. What are you doing some soccer stuff tonight, right, Appel? A couple soccer
matches? Yeah, I've got a couple of U.S. Open Cup matches.
Nice, yeah. So I had a list of baseball stuff I wanted to get into with you, and we'll just have to kind of put it on the back burner. But before you go, the Savannah Bananas, they... They sold out. They sold out Raymond James Stadium, 65,000 people the other day. Meanwhile, the Rays are playing at a spring training stadium for the Yankees this season in front of maybe, I don't know, an average of 14 fans. What is it with the Savannah Bananas? Is it just because it's fun and kids love it? Like what is it? Because truthfully,
yes.
I don't get it. I don't understand it.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's family entertainment, and the reason that you see 65,000 people piling into Raymond James Stadium is because they're there for 2 days. If the Savannah Bananas played 81 times in Raymond James Stadium, they would not get 65,000 people in there every single day. It's an easy, you know, target to poke fun at the Rays and their attendance and whatnot. And what the Savannah Bananas have built is truly incredible. And I'm not going to diminish the fact that they're selling out every single stadium they go to, whether it's a major league stadium or, in this case, an NFL stadium. Apparently, they got more NFL stadiums coming up, too. The Savannah Banana stuff, it's not for me, but I'm not going to yuck someone else's. What's the saying? Yuck someone else's.
Yum. Yuck someone else's yum. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to yuck somebody else's yum. Clearly, there's an appetite for it. I'm not going to be the guy that yells at people for making fun of me for watching wrestling and then turn around and do the same thing to people who enjoy the Savannah Bananas. It's for kids and sometimes adults. It's a fun thing. I know people who have worked the games down here and gone to games down here. They have a good time. The TikToks are.
All right. We got it. You don't have a strong take either way. We got it. I mean, 3 minutes.
Isn't it Globetrotters?
Yeah,
like, you know it's not real. Concept.
But it's Globetrotters exactly. built for TikTok.
Yeah.
With all the thing and the pitcher comes out there in stilts, like they come out there, all that stuff. Yeah, I've seen it, and like it's a novelty more than an athletic event.
No, yeah, but it's an event. It's a show.
But there's still some pretty insane athleticism. Like, these guys are all athletes. They all played college baseball. Maybe some played in the minor leagues. Like, they're not just like me out there.
You're doing the wrestling thing where you go straight to athleticism. Oh, well, they're athletes, so you know they're athletes.
I mean, they are.
No, they are. I'm not hating athletes. On it, but
You know how hard it is to pitch in stilts, on stilts, in stilts.
Yeah, they were that good a pitcher, they'd be in the major leagues making millions.
Yeah,
agreed. I mean, they rehearse their dances.
Mm-hmm.
They do trick plays.
That's crazy though, man. Like Taylor Swift went to Raymond James Stadium and sold it out, and the Savannah Bananas are doing the same thing. Stadiums, they're selling out stadiums. I don't know, I was fascinated when I saw that, because my fiance lived in Savannah for a little bit. From her front doorstep, I could see the Savannah Bananas like home stadium where they started playing, and to see how that was 4 years ago. That was 2021. To see how far they've come from 4 years ago, when I went to go watch them with my fiance, we walked across the street, got a ticket for like $17, and just sat there and watched, to now selling out Raymond James 65K is like mind blowing.
Were they doing this whole shtick back then? Because they started out for a long, long time, they were just a collegiate summer league baseball team.
Right. So this, when I went to go see them, it was in like the early stages, where they were playing in Savannah. It was like a local thing. Everybody kind of knew about them in the South. And my fiance really wanted to go, and it was like a cutesy thing. But, bro, that place wasn't slammed when I was there. It was just like whatever, you know. It's just a lot of people, but it wasn't slammed. I never would have thought like, oh, yeah, these people are going to sell out Raymond James Stadium. Never in a million years watching them.
It's wild.
Checker text threads.
Our text threads?
Check her text threads because, she was right there by the stadium. Yeah, you know.
All right. Appel. All right, knee scooter.
I located. It might have been something allocated up there in Savannah.
Appel, have a good couple broadcasts tonight. Thanks for hanging out with us the past couple days. And, we'll talk to you, at some point, I guess. At some point. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll figure it out.
If you even think it's worth it. That's always fun. Hey, I hope your shoulder gets better.
Okay. Yeah, try to grow some hair. That's Josh Appel, ladies and gentlemen. We'll take a break. Crowder and I will talk a little bit about the NCAA tournament when we're coming up. We got to get to headlines, and we'll do 15 minutes of heat. That Twin Peaks $50 gift card is coming up as well.
Hawkman he got and his hair allocated.
The Hawkman and Crowder Show continues after this break.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I hope so.
Hawk and Crowder.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.